Welcome back to our coverage of the Donegal International Rally for 2025. And for the leading cars, there's just three stages remaining on this event on the final Sunday of the rally, where, of course, Callum Devine continues to lead this event. Now, he wasn't fastest on the first run round fanded head. That went to Murrayan Evans, who set a time of 10.23.8. Callum Devine and Noel Sullivan in the Skoda Fabia, a conservative run of 10.31.1, as they just manage this event as they look to get the car home for the third year in a row across that finish ramp in the Mount Errigal Hotel later today. But there's three stages to go for the rally leaders. They are still out in front. Condition-wise, of course, we did have rain where it was very wet in Carn this morning. Things dried up on Knockalla, or Atlantic Drive rather, and here in Fannad, it's bone dry as well, which makes for quick racing. However, it's not as quick as the competitors would want because they're all on the wrong tyre. A lot of them have softs, particularly on the rear of the car, and they all are saying that they want to get it back into service, get in the right tyre, sort a few things out. So they may have another choice to make now in the afternoon. We'll have to see if the weather forecast. It seems to be it's going to be dry for the rest of the day, but if there is a skit of rain, it certainly will make things very interesting. So Callum Devine and Noel O'Sullivan, after this Fannad run, continue to lead the event. They have a 22.6 second advantage in their Skoda Fabia over Marion Evans and Jared Conway. Evans and Conway were surprised by their time, 10.23.8. That was the fastest time in Fannad in there for the Toyota GR Yaris, and they took 7 seconds off Devine's advantage. John Armstrong and Shane Byrne, they have been on the move today in their Ford Fiesta Rally 2, a time of 10.25.6 for John Armstrong in that Fannad run, which is just shy of 20 kilometres. He is in third position overall and currently 37 seconds down on second man Evans. David Kelly and Arthur Cairns, they are saying that they've had too soft a tyre on, just like John Armstrong, by the way, and they dropped out of the top three this morning. They sat fourth overall in their polo, a further 17 seconds adrift of Armstrong, and they have just a 0.4 second advantage over Josh Moffat and Andy Hayes in the Hyundai i20 Rally 2. They are in fifth position overall, and they took almost 4 seconds out of the time of Kelly and Fannad. Kelly done a 10.37.3, Moffat 10.33.7. And Michael Boyle and Dermot McCafferty have moved up a place into sixth overall. They have moved ahead of Declan Boyle and Patrick Walsh. So the son has moved ahead of the father in the Battle of the Scotus in the Team Boyle Motorsport. Declan Boyle having trouble in Fannad. He's been given a time of 12.25.1. Now we wait to see if that is correct or not. If it is the case, it will be Michael Boyle, who has moved ahead and now has an advantage of 47 seconds. But we'll get some confirmation there. But Declan Boyle obviously having some bother in Fannad as he's dropped the place to Michael. Kevin Eaves and Chris Melly, a time of 10.38.1. They sit 8th position overall. James Ford in that Citroën is 9th. And Ryan Loughran coming through as well. He lost a bit of time with an overshoot very, very early on as he went straight through one of the junctions. But he remains in a 10th position. And what we'll do at this stage is just take a look to see how the battle is going for the national category, because going into this stage, Aaron McIntyre in the Starlet was leading by 1.9 seconds from the escort of Gareth Irwin, with Connor Harvey third in that class 14, a further 34 seconds adrift. McIntyre inherited the lead after Kevin Gallagher had went off, of course, in Cairn Hill, had a slight off, and the car stopped and got stuck, and that was his event over. Then on Atlantic Drive, Aaron McIntyre actually took the lead from Gareth Irwin. But Gareth Irwin is back in front in the escort in the class now, leading by 13 seconds. The reason for that is because the Toyota Starlet of Aaron McIntyre had a spin and fanned. So this two-wheel drive category, the modified category, is very, very interesting indeed. Connor Harvey, who was 34 seconds adrift off the lead going into Fannad, I can tell you now that difference is down to, as I look at it, he's took a further 10 seconds off McIntyre. So Harvey sits 25 adrift of McIntyre, who is second in the class, and then is another 13 then to Gareth Irwin. So that's what's happening in the national section of the rally. In the historic section of the rally, as they were coming to Fannad here, John O'Donnell and Paddy Robinson in the BMW M3 had a 1 minute and 8 second lead over last year's winners, Marion Evans and Anthony O'Sullivan in an Escort. Another Escort of Michael McDade sits in third position. That was the state of play as they headed to Fannett, and they will be on the 20 kilometre test as we speak. So we've had three different fastest time setters today. Callum was quickest. Callum Devine was quickest in Cairn Hill. John Armstrong quickest on Atlantic Drive. And now we have Marion Evans quickest on a Fannett head as well as the cars return to service. Chris Ashmore's in service for Highland Radio Sport. He'll be getting reaction from the leaders, and then after that they're going to head back out into the final loop of the day. Cairn Hill and Atlantic Drive along with Fannett is still to take place once more before we crown champions for 2025. The big question is, who will it be? Will it be Josh Moffat, David Kelly, John Armstrong? They currently sit in 5th, 4th and 3rd respectively. But the battle between the top two, Callum Devine and Noel O'Sullivan, lead Marion Evans and Jared Conway by 22 seconds. The Skoda retains its advantage over the Toyota Yaris. Devine chasing 3 in a row. He remains on course, and we'll be back with more coverage from this event for you when we start sport after 2 o'clock.